成长。
They taught me to study hard and get into a good college.
佢叫我去努力读书，要读一间好嘅大学。
And they wanted me to make a lot of money.
佢都想我赚好多钱。
And I grew up in Cambridge.
咁我喺 Cambridge 呢一个城市嗰度长大。
And this is before it became an expensive place to live.
呢个系即系当 Cambridge 未系好贵嘅时候。
And living in Cambridge, I had some Caucasian neighbors that lived across the street from us.
咁我以前住喺 Cambridge 嘅时候咧，喺对面街咧有一啲白人嘅邻居。
This couple was actually older than my parents.
啊，呢一对夫妇咧，比我嘅父母咧就更加年老嘅。
But they invited my brother and I to attend their church.
咁佢就邀请咗我同埋我兄弟一齐去佢哋教会。
It was a Baptist church in Cambridge.
系一间喺Cambridge 里边嘅浸信会。
And I was about 10 years old at that time.
嗰阵时我大概十岁。
And but I was interested.
但我好有兴趣。
Because I was beginning to ask questions about life.
因为我开始问一啲同生命有关嘅问题。
I was asking, who am I?
我问究竟我系边个咧
？Where am I going?
我去边咧
？Why am I on this earth?
点解我喺呢个世界上边咧
？And so I was actually interested in attending church.
所以我对于翻教会系好有兴趣。
So I attended the 11 o'clock worship service.
咁我就翻咗佢哋十一点钟嘅崇拜啦。
But I must admit, sometimes I found the sermon kind of boring.
但系我都要承认，我觉得有时佢哋讲到咧有少少沉闷。
But there was actually another family that lived on the same street that went to the same church.
但系咧喺同一条街咧有另外一个家庭咧，佢哋都去同一间嘅教会。
And their children are about my age.
咁佢有啲小朋友同嗰阵时我嘅年纪差唔多啦。
And they brought me to Sunday school at 9:30.
咁佢咧就带我去九点半嘅主日学。
And I really liked Sunday school because it became much more personal to me.
咁我咧就好中意翻主日学，因为对于我嚟讲系比较个人化。
The teachers were very nice and they were willing to answer my many questions.
主日学老师好人啦，佢好愿意去答我好多好多嘅问题。
See, I thought that if I just lived a good life, I would go to heaven.
我嗰阵时谂，如果我系好好嘅做人，咁我应该咧就可以上天堂啦。
And I thought.I was pretty good. Maybe I had a few areas I had to work on, but I thought it was pretty good.
但我嗰阵时谂啊，其实我都一个好人啦。可能我有一啲嘅地方要改善下，但系普遍嚟讲，我都一个好人。
But I learned that the Bible teaches that all of us are sinners.
但系我喺主日学里边学到，圣经教导我哋每一个都系罪人。
That we're all separated from God.
我系同神，每一个人同神都有隔离。
And I never could be good enough with my own effort.
而无论我做几多嘅善事，我都唔会系达到神嘅标准。
But Christ died for my sins.
但系主耶稣为我罪而死。
And so after attending for a couple of years, I actually became a Christian.
咁当我翻咗教会有几年之后咧，我就成为咗基督徒啦。
And I began to think also, what happened if these neighbors didn't live across the street from me?
咁我开始谂，如果呢啲嘅邻居唔系住喺我条街附近嘅时候，咁又会点咧
？What if they just never had the motivation to invite me to church?
如果佢哋当初冇去邀请我翻教会，咁又会点咧
？Did I become a Christian by chance?
咁我会唔会因为随机嘅机会嘅时候，我会成为基督徒
？Was I just lucky to become a Christian?
或者我只不过系好幸运，我有机会成为基督徒。
And you may think about that in your own story about how you became a Christian.
可能你都会谂下你自己信主经历嘅时候，系又系点样嘅咧
？If some fact just changed, would you still have become a Christian?
如果你信主经历嘅路程里边有一啲嘅事实改变咗嘅时候，你仲会唔会成为基督徒咧？
Well, I believe the passage that we're looking at this morning helps to answer some of those questions.
今日我哋所睇嘅经文帮我哋揾到少少嘅答案。
We're going to be looking at first the story in Acts chapter 8.
首先我哋会睇下《使徒行传》第八章嘅一个故事。
And then we want to extract some lessons from it.
跟住我哋想喺当中学一啲嘅功课。
So let me give you some background behind this passage first.
首先，等我俾大家一啲嘅背景。
This is early in the history of the church.
这个是初期教会的一段时间。
In the beginning, there were only Jewish Christians.
初的时候呢，只是得犹太人的基督徒而已。
And it seemed like the people that became Christians through these big events.
而你睇翻睇翻嘅时候，当初嘅犹太人去信主系经过一啲好大嘅一啲嘅事件。
For instance, in Acts chapter 2, it mentions how 3,000 people became Christians at Pentecost.
所以《使徒行传》第二章讲到五旬节嘅时候，有3,000人信主。
In Acts chapter 3, it mentions about 2,000 people becoming Christians.
咁喺《使徒行传》第三章亦都讲到有2,000人同一时间信主。
But here we have a story that we're going to be looking at that involves just one person.
但今天我们所看的经文呢，就是讲到一个人信主。
And God used the person named Philip.
神使用这个人叫腓利。
Now, you might say Philip was not a minister, but actually a lay person.
你可以说腓利其实他不是一个牧师，他只不过是一个平信徒来的。
We first are introduced to Philip in Acts chapter 6.
我们首先在使徒行传第六章的时候去认识腓利这个人。
He was one of the, you might say, future deacons that helped in distributing the food to the widow.
他当时在教会里面是帮手将食物分派给寡妇的。
But then we see that Philip actually went on to, you might say, evangelistic ministry.
跟着腓利就去了做宣教的工作。
Let me just read for you in Acts chapter 8, verses 4 through 8.
我们看一下《使徒行传》第八章第四至第八节。
Why don't you just read it in Chinese?
Okay. 那些分散的人往各处去传道，腓利下撒玛利亚城去宣讲基督，众人听见了，又看见腓利所行的神迹，就同心合意的听从他的话，因为有许多人被污鬼附着，那些鬼大声呼叫，从他们身上出来，还有许多瘫痪的、瘸腿的都得了医治，在那城里都大有欢喜。
So there were a lot of persecution of Christians in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷里面，基督徒受到很大的逼迫。
And so that the Christians were scattered.
咁所以基督徒就四处分散啦。
And some of them went to Samaria.
咁有啲人咧就去到撒玛利亚嗰个城里边。
And some of you remember from Jesus' encounter with the Samaritan woman.
大家都可能记得耶稣喺井旁遇到撒玛利亚嘅妇人呢个故事。
The Samaritans were people that were half Jewish and half Gentile.
而撒玛利亚人，他们是一半是犹太人，一半是外邦人的血统。
And yet God guided Philip to go and share the gospel with these people.
而神就引领腓利去到撒玛利亚这个地方去传讲他的福音。
And many of them became Christians.
有很多的人都成为了基督徒。
In that verse 8, it says there was so much joy in that city.
而在第八节那里，他说在那城里都大有欢喜。
So Philip was a person that was used of God to reach many people in Samaria.
而腓利就是神使用的一个人去到撒玛利亚城里面去宣讲他的福音。
But then we come to our passage.
跟着我们就看到今天我们看的经文。
In verse 26, it says, An angel came to Philip and says, Rise and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place.
而在第26节那里就说，有主的一个使者 对腓利说，起来，向南走。往那从耶路撒冷下加撒的路上去，那路是旷野。
Now I've never had an angel appear to me.
咁我就冇见过天使啊。
I'm not sure if I would recognize an angel if I saw one.
如果我见到天使，我都唔知道会唔会认得嗰个系天使。
But here God used an angel to give to Philip a message.
但喺呢度神用天使去对腓利说话。
Now the word angel actually means messenger.
天使其实这个字呢是讲一个信息传信息的人。
And so this angel has a message from God to say, you go to this desert place, to this deserted road.
咁而天使就带住神嘅神俾腓利嘅信息，同腓利讲你去到呢一个旷野嘅地方。
Notice God did not use this angel to share the gospel with people.
我哋见到神咧冇用呢个天使咧去传福音。
God uses Christians to share the gospel with people.
神用基督徒去传福音。
But this angel said to go to this deserted road.
咁而所以天使就对腓利讲，你要去呢一个旷野嘅路。
Gaza was an area just north of the Sinai Peninsula.
加萨呢个地方咧系喺西奈半岛嘅北边。
It's north of Egypt.
系喺埃及嘅北边。
And it was sparsely populated.
系好人烟稀薄嘅一个地方。
Now Philip could have argued and said, "Well, why are you sending me there?"
腓利可以同天使讲，点解你带我去嗰度咧？
I'm having a very successful ministry in Samaria.
我喺撒瑪利亞城裏邊有一個好成功，有啲事工好成功。
Lots of people are coming to Christ.
有好多人信主。
There's lots of people there.
我睇下幾多人。
Why are you sending me to a deserted place?
點解你要帶我去一個曠野嘅地方？
But we see in this passage, Philip was obedient to what the angel said.
但我哋喺經文裏邊見到腓利係順從天使嘅。
And it mentions that he would meet up with this Ethiopian eunuch.
到最尾佢亦都去遇到呢一个埃提亚伯呢一个嘅太监。
And this Ethiopian eunuch was a high government official from Ethiopia.
咁呢一个太监系一个好高官嚟嘅，系喺埃提亚伯嗰度嚟嘅。
Now this Ethiopia is not the same as the Ethiopia today.
这个埃提伯，圣经里面这个埃提亚伯这个地方不是我们今天埃塞俄比亚这个地方。
This person came from an area that was just south of Egypt.
这个人是在埃及南部一个地方来的。
And as an Ethiopian, he was probably a black man.
作為埃提亞伯人，可能佢係一個黑人。
He was certainly a Gentile.
佢一定係個外邦人。
He was not Jewish. He was not Samaritan.
佢唔係猶太人，亦都唔係撒瑪利亞人。
And it mentions that he was a eunuch.
呢度講到佢係一個太監。
Now, many times in olden times, the king would castrate these men to prevent them from impregnating their royal wives.
喺以前嘅時代，啲皇帝咧就會閹咗呢啲高官啦，等佢哋唔會可以令到皇室裏邊嘅女人懷孕。
I know that sounds a little painful.
大家都覺得有少少痛苦喺裏邊。
But the reason was that they didn't want anyone to make any claims to the throne, and so they had these close officials to be castrated.
所以最主要係因為佢哋唔想呢啲皇室嘅女人懷孕生一啲細路，跟住呢啲細路就會奪取皇位。
And so apparently this government official, as mentioned here, was in charge of the treasury for the queen.
而呢個高官喺經文裏邊呢個高官咧，佢係幫皇后管理銀庫嘅。
And as mentioned, he was not Jewish.
有講到佢唔係猶太人啦。
But he was a person that was interested in the Jewish religion.
但係佢對於猶太嘅宗教佢好有興趣。
In fact, he traveled all the way from his country to Jerusalem to worship God.
但係佢由佢自己嘅屋企一路去到耶路撒冷，就係想去敬拜神。
And that was a distance of probably over 200 miles.
係大概有成200里咁遠嘅地方。
It probably took him months to get from where his country to Jerusalem.
可能要用好多個月嘅時間先至由佢屋企佢嘅國家可以去到耶路撒冷。
And it mentions that he was reading a portion from the book of Isaiah.
你哋都講到佢係讀緊以賽亞嘅書卷。
And you must remember, in those days, they didn't have like Bibles like we have today.
你要知道以前嘅時候，佢哋係冇聖經，好似我哋今日咁樣嘅。
They had scrolls. Everything had to be done by hand.
佢只有書卷，而呢啲書卷咧係用手寫成嘅。
So he was probably rich enough and powerful enough to at least have a copy of the scroll of the book of Isaiah.
所以佢可能係有錢，所以咧佢可以擁有以賽亞書卷。
And so in verse 29, as he meets up with this person, it's verse 29, it says, the Spirit said to Philip, go over and join this chariot.
在第29節那裡，他說聖靈對腓利說，你去貼近那車走。
And I should mention here also that this government official probably had an entourage with him.
我也這裡也說到，可能這個高官他有一班人跟他一起的。
He had a caravan, he was not by himself.
他有一個馬車，他不是自己一個的。
But here, the Holy Spirit, after he was guided to this road, said to go and join this chariot.
所以這裡我們看到聖靈跟腓利說，你去貼近這輛馬車。
And as he went there, he heard him reading from the prophet Isaiah.
當他貼近這個馬車的時候，腓利聽到這個太監他讀緊以賽亞的書卷。
Normally, as people read things in those days, they did not do it silently as we do today, but they read it out loud.
在以前的時候，當人讀書讀的時候，他們真的會用把聲讀出來，不只是在心裡面讀的。
And so as Philip heard him reading from the book of Isaiah, he asked the question, do you understand what you are reading?
所以當腓利聽到這個太監讀緊以賽亞書卷的時候，他就開聲問，你明不明白你讀緊什麼呢？
And so it's sort of like God guiding you to sit next to a person on a bus.
就有少少好似神帶領你坐喺巴士上面，坐喺一個人嘅隔離。
And that person is reading a Bible.
咁而嗰個人咧，哦，讀緊聖經喎。
And he's reading from John chapter 3 about how to be born again.
而可能佢係睇緊約翰福音第三章，去明白緊點樣可以重新得救。
Now is this happening by chance?
你覺得係咪一個機會，一個隨意的一件事呢？
Or is this part of God's planning?
還是你覺得是神的計劃呢？
And I would say this is all directed by God.
我就說這些全部都是神的計劃裡面。
That it was not some chance meeting.
不是一些巧合的事。
That God is guiding Philip to be on this particular road.
而神引領腓利行這一條特別的路。
Where there's not too many people.
也都沒有多人。
And yet he meets up with this Ethiopian eunuch.
而跟住佢又遇到呢一個太監。
And he's actually reading from a very relevant portion of the Old Testament.
亦都係讀緊一個舊約嘅書卷。
And Philip engages him in a conversation.
咁腓利就開始同佢傾偈。
Now he could have made an excuse.
腓利可以揾一個藉口。
He might say, "Oh, this government official, he's too high for me."
腓利可以說，這個官員他事實上太高官了。
I'm a nobody. Why would he want to talk to me?
我只是一個平民，他為什麼會跟我說話呢？
He's too rich. He has a nice life. He's not interested in the gospel.
他可以說，這個高官太有錢了，他有這麼好的生活，他怎麼會想去明白這個聖經呢？
He's a black man and I'm a Jew.
他是一個黑人，我是一個猶太人。
We have nothing in common.
我們當中都沒有相似的地方。
But he, Philip, engaged him in a conversation.
但是腓利他去跟這個太監說說話。
And then in verse 31 to 35, we see the conversion of this Ethiopian eunuch.
而在第31到第35節，我們就看到這個埃提這個太監他怎樣去信主。
And I'm going to ask you to read that for two, 31 to 35.
Okay. 他說，我沒有人指教我，怎能明白呢？於是請腓利上車，與他同坐。他所念的那段經，說他像羊被牽到宰殺之地，又像羊羔在剪毛的人手下無聲。他也是這樣不開口。他卑微的時候，人不按公義審判他。誰能述說他的世代？因為他的生命從地上奪去。太監對腓利說，請問先知說這話是指著誰呢？是指著自己呢？是指著別人呢？ 腓利就开口从这经上起对他讲全耶稣。
And so when Philip engages him in asking him a question, this Ethiopian eunuch says, I can't understand exactly what is being, what I'm reading.
当腓利开始同太监去接触的时候，同他讲嘢的时候，太监就同他讲，我唔系好明呢一段经文讲乜嘢。
He was actually reading Isaiah chapter 53 verses 7 and 8.
其实佢系睇紧以赛亚，以赛亚嘅第53章嘅第七同第八节。
And he's probably reading from the Greek translation of the Old Testament.
他可能也是在看舊約的希臘的譯本。
In fact, probably those two communicated in Greek.
也有可能他們兩個聊天的時候都是用希臘文去說。
And so this Ethiopian eunuch asks the question, who is the prophet talking about in these verses?
咁所以呢個太監就問佢話：啊，呢啲經文裏邊所講嗰個先知係邊一個咧
？Now one possibility is that the prophet is talking about himself.
有可能呢個先知係講緊佢自己。
Because it talks about a sheep being led to slaughter.
呢度講到係好似一羊被拎去宰。
And certainly many of the prophets in the Old Testament were mistreated by the people.
而當然喺舊約裏邊有多先知都係被人逼迫。
They were despised, they were rejected and persecuted.
他这些先知通常被人遺棄，被人逼迫，被人看不起。
But if you were to read these verses in context, you'll realize it's not talking about, the prophet is not talking about himself.
但当你去读这些经文的时候，同埋背景一起去看的时候，你知道先知不是讲他自己。
He's actually talking about someone who is going to die for people's sins.
他是讲到另外一个人是会为其他人的罪而去受苦。
So if you were to look at the two verses in Isaiah before this verse, it says, He was wounded for our transgressions, He was crushed for our iniquities, upon Him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with His stripes,We are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
如果你睇以赛亚书第五十三章第五至六节，即系七至八之前嗰两节，佢话哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，各人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Now these are verses that we may have even read it last weekend on Good Friday.
我哋上个礼拜五受苦节崇拜嘅时候，我哋都有读过呢嘅经文。
Because we see it as describing Jesus.
因为我们知道这些经文是讲及到耶稣。
But the Jews of that day, they were expecting a Messiah, but not a Messiah that would die, but actually be like a king.
而昔日的犹太人，他们是等着一个尼赛亚，但他们心目中的尼赛亚是一个王，不是一个会为其他人的罪而受死的一个人。
And so many of the Jewish people were very confused.
所以当时有很多犹太人，他们都很迷茫。
And so perhaps this Ethiopian eunuch was very confused.
所以可能这个太监会咁读到呢度经文的时候，他自己都有少少迷茫。
But Philip explained it to him.
但是腓利去为这个太监去解释。
And this Ethiopian eunuch became a Christian.
咁而呢个太监就成为基督徒。
And how do we know that?
我哋点知道呢？
When verse 36 it says.As they were going along the road, they saw some water, and he says, "What prevents me from getting baptized?"
而喺第三十六節，佢話當佢哋兩個人向前走嘅時候，見到有水嘅地方，咁而個太監就話，呢度有水，我受洗又有咩妨礙咧
？Now, in some versions, verse 37 is missing.
某一啲聖經嘅譯本係冇第三十七節嘅。
Because that verse is not found in the oldest of the manuscripts that we have.
因为第三十七节喺最初嘅圣经嘅手抄本嗰度咧系冇嘅。
But certainly, what's found there is not contrary to what's in the rest of the Bible.
咁當然啦，第三十七節佢所講嘅，亦都同聖經裏邊其他嘅全部都吻合。
And so this Ethiopian eunuch had trusted in Christ. He wanted to publicly share this with others by baptism.
咁而呢個太監當佢接受咗耶穌之後，佢想係公開嘅去受洗，等人哋知道佢係一個基督徒。
Again, he was not by himself here, but he had an entourage of people.
我哋知道嗰陣時佢唔係自己一個，佢係有呢好多嘅人同佢喺埋一齊嘅。
And you notice that he got baptized immediately.
佢都係立刻嘅去接受受洗。
He didn't say, "Well, I think I have to get my life together, my Christian life together first, then I'll get baptized."
佢冇話要等我一陣，等我調整下自己嘅生命，跟住我先至去受洗。
He didn't say, "Well, I need to learn more about the Bible. I need to go to church more, then I'll get baptized."
佢冇話我要讀多啲聖經，要更加明白，要翻多啲教會先至去受洗。
We see that faith in Christ alone is sufficient for baptism.
我哋見到當我哋对主耶稣基督有这个信心的时候，我们就已经可以去受洗。
So this is the story.
这个就是今天讲的故事。
But what are some of the lessons that we receive from this story?
那在今天的故事里面，我们学到有什么功课呢？
And let me share with you three.
我想有三个题目想跟大家分享。
First, we must be prepared to follow God's leading.
首先我们要时常都去准备去跟随神的带领。
God guided Philip in this story.
在这里讲到神去带领腓利。
In verse 26, it mentions an angel of the Lord.
第二节高讲到有天使来到。
And in verse 29 and 39, it talks about the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
第二八节同第三十九节讲到有圣灵的引导。
I shared that I have not heard or met up with an angel.
我同大家讲过我冇见过天使。
But I believe that the Holy Spirit does guide each one of us.
但我相信圣灵系时常嘅引领我哋。
He prompts us. He leads us.
佢喺我哋心里边去催逼我哋，佢带领我哋。
And so we need to be prepared to follow God's leading.
所以我哋要时常都去准备去跟随神嘅带领。
And I can't tell you exactly how he works, but I know certain times that God guides me and prompts me into a certain direction.
我唔可以同大家分享神經佢嘅工作事實上係點樣，但係我個人裏邊我曾經都時常經歷到聖靈嘅帶領。
And I need to have an attitude of willingness and submission.
我成日都要有一個願意順服，一個願意去跟隨嘅心。
I need to be hearing and being sensitive to what the Holy Spirit is trying to say.
我耳仔要成日打開，要成日都聽到聖靈嘅聲音。
Sometimes He puts like a thought into your mind.
有時佢可能將一個理念擺喺你個腦裏邊。
Sometimes He uses circumstances.
可能有時佢用你身邊嘅環境一啲嘅事情。
But whatever it is, God will guide you and lead you.
但係無論係點樣，上帝會引領你。
Sometimes it involves crossing certain barriers.
有時可能係會超越某啲嘅距離。
Here we see God guiding Philip to cross ethnic barriers.
我哋喺呢度見到神帶領腓利去越過一啲文化嘅障礙。
And so maybe you have a neighbor that's not Chinese.
可能你有啲鄰居唔係中國人。
And you could easily say, "Well, my English isn't so good."
你可以話我啲英文唔係咁好。
But if God prompts you to go and talk with that person, we need to be willing to follow what the Holy Spirit says.
但係如果神佢感動你去同你嘅鄰居去傾偈傳福音嘅時候，我哋都需要去跟隨神嘅帶領。
And the second lesson is God is preparing people and circumstances.
而第二个嘅功课就系神系成日都系准备紧佢嘅人同埋准备紧个环境。
We see that God was preparing this Ethiopian eunuch.
我哋见到神系准备紧呢一个埃提亚伯嘅太监。
that he was a person already interested in Judaism. He was searching for God. He was searching for the true God. And so he even went, took a trip to Jerusalem just to try to find God. He was studying the scriptures already. And he needed someone to clarify things for him. Now today we live in a different spiritual climate than we did previously. People are more, it's seemingly less receptive to the gospel. But I would point out that even in this story, there was already persecution. That's why people were scattered.
但我都想講到，就算喺今日所讀嘅經文裏邊，喺四圍都有對基督徒有好多嘅欺壓，所以啲人就要分散啦。
People at that time didn't even like Christians. They were killing Christians.
喺就算喺嗰陣時，好多人都唔中意基督徒，佢哋甚至會去殺害基督徒。
But God was working.
但神仍然喺當中工作。
And God was working in the heart of this Ethiopian eunuch.
而神喺呢一個埃提亞伯嘅太監嘅心裏邊工作。
And so God is working in people around you.
所以神亦都喺你身邊嘅人。
It could be your family member. It could be someone who lives near you. It could be a co-worker. But God is working. And then the third lesson we can get from this story is that we need to be prepared to share the good news.
而第三個功課就是我們要時常都準備去分享福音。
See, I think too many of us just tell people, oh, come to our church. Come listen to this speaker. But here in this story, Philip knew how to answer this person's questions.
但在今天的经文里面，腓利他是知道怎样去答这个太监的问题。
He knew his Bible.
他知道圣经上面所讲的。
He was able to share with him how the Old Testament pointed to the true Messiah, Jesus Christ.
他可以跟太监分享，去解释给太监知道， 旧约怎样是讲紧，预表紧耶稣。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15 says, We should always be prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you.
彼得前书第三章第十五节咁样，佢话我哋常常作好准备去回答那些问你们为什么有盼望的人。
So yes, God uses evangelists and reaches masses of people.
当然神用一啲大嘅报道家去接触好多好多嘅人。
But in this story, we see God using one person to reach another person.
我哋今日嘅经文里边见到神用一个人去接触一个人。
And this person was prepared for what God had for this opportunity that he had for him.
而这个人是本身他已经作好准备，为神给他这个机会已经作好准备。
That God arranged a divine appointment between Philip and this Ethiopian eunuch.
而神他准备好 这个好像一个神圣的约会，这个 太监和腓利可以大家见到对方。
And so God may be arranging divine appointments for you to share the gospel with people around you.
所以神亦都可能喺你嘅生命裏面係準備緊好多 神圣嘅约会，等你可以向身边嘅人分享福音。
Sometimes it could be someone that you know, but sometimes it may be someone that you've never met before.
有时可能係一啲你認識嘅人，有时亦都係可能一啲你未認識嘅人。
Let me close with a real story.
等我用一个真人嘅故事同大家分享。
And this is a story about someone who missed the divine appointment.
这个是一个讲到一个人是怎样他看不到或者错过了这个神圣的约会。
A number of years ago, I was a speaker at a conference.
幾年之前我係喺一個退休會裏邊嘅一個講員。
And I heard someone in that conference share this testimony.
咁喺當中我聽到有人去講呢個佢自己嘅嘅經歷。
This person's name was this young person's name was Andrew.
咁呢一個後生人佢個名叫 Andrew。
And he was a Christian and a college student.
佢咧係一個大學生，佢都係個基督徒。
And he had a roommate named John.
佢有一個房友叫 John.
And so they were put together in the same room for the first year.
咁佢哋喺大學第一年嘅時候，佢哋就係房友。
So Andrew was a Christian, but John was not a Christian.
Andrew 係一個基督徒，但係 John 唔係一個基督徒。
And so even though they lived together for months, Andrew did not share the gospel ever with John.
雖然佢哋喺同一間房裏邊住咗咁多個月，但係 Andrew 佢都冇向 John 去傳福音。
He always thought that, oh, he's not ready yet.
Andrew 成日都覺得 John 係未準備好。
He's not interested.
佢冇興趣。
And so he never shared the gospel with them, even though they shared the same room for a year.
所以雖然佢哋大家同埋一齊住咗一年，佢都冇去將福音傳俾佢嘅房友。
But one day John was walking by a park.
咁有一日 John 就喺一個公園嗰度行過。
And he heard a street evangelist.
佢就聽到喺街裏邊有一個傳福音嘅人。
Sometimes we see this in Boston Common, for instance, there's someone who's preaching away at the corner there.
有時可能我哋喺波士頓公園都見到啊，有個人喺個角落頭度去宣講緊福音。
And this John stopped and listened to this evangelist.
咁而 John 佢就停低去聽呢一個宣教者講。
And he became a Christian.Through hearing the street evangelist.
咁而當聽到呢個福音嘅信息嘅時候 ，John 佢成為咗基督徒。
And so he came back and he shared this with his roommate Andrew.
咁而 John 翻返去自己間房啦，咁佢就同 Andrew 去分享啦。
And Andrew said, "Oh, I'm a Christian too."
咁 Andrew 就話：哦，係啊，我都係個基督徒嚟嘅喎。
And then John asked a very convicting question.
咁於是 John 就問咗一個問題。
How come you never shared with me, even though we lived together for a whole year?
咁點解我同你一齊住咗成年，你都冇同我分享過呢啲嘅福音咧？
And so this Andrew was very convicted.
咁而 Andrew 就覺得好內疚。
And so he shared this testimony at this retreat.
咁於是佢喺呢一個退休會裏就去講呢分享佢呢一個經歷。
And I never forgot that story.
我一路都冇忘記呢一個嘅分享。
And he was a person that missed a divine appointment.
佢就係一個錯過咗啲神會安排啲神聖約會嘅一個人。
How much happier we would be if we, you know, followed God's leading and met with people and shared the gospel with them.
如果我哋願意去跟隨神嘅帶領，而去遇見佢想我哋遇見嘅人，而去分享。神嘅福音嘅时候，相信我哋会一个更加开心嘅人。
And so I hope all of you will be sensitive to the opportunities that God gives you.
所以希望大家对于神俾你好多嘅机会系提高你嘅敏感度。
And that you will boldly share the gospel when God gives you the opportunity.
而当神俾有机会去到你面前嘅时候，你会大胆嘅去分享神嘅福音。
Let's bow together in prayer.
我哋一齐祈祷。